military directly into Israel's war.
Our objective was the destruction of Iran's nuclear enrichment capacity and a stop to the nuclear threat posed by the world's number one state sponsor of terror. Tonight, I can report to the world that the strikes were a spectacular military success.
The president addressed the nation from the White House late last night with his vice president, secretary of state, and defense secretary by his side.
Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks will be far greater and a lot easier.
And he said they're fully prepared to carry out additional strikes if necessary. Sources tell CBS News the U.S. did reach out to Iran diplomatically yesterday to make clear the strikes were against nuclear targets and that regime change efforts are not planned. Earlier this week, multiple officials said that Mr. Trump opposed an Israeli plan to kill Iran's supreme leader. Now, following the U.S. attacks, the BBC's Mark Lowen reports that Iran fired back, launching a fresh wave of missiles at Israel.
A huge Iranian barrage came in right across Israel. Reports of direct hits in Haifa, in the north of Israel. There were also some impacts and interceptions here around Tel Aviv.
The Israeli Health Ministry says more than 80 people were injured from the retaliatory strikes. So what happens now? That's still unclear, says CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
There is still an open question. Can Iran pick up the pieces and restart its program? Is it possibly still in a position to sprint towards a nuclear weapon at this point, as some intelligence analysts believed might happen if the U.S. entered this conflict and did not deliver significant damage to its nuclear site?
Now, reaction to the U.S. attack has been swift. Our Linda Kenyon tells us what Congress members on both sides are saying.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham posted, good. This was the right call. House Speaker Mike Johnson posted, the president did what he needed to do. The top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, Representative Jim Himes, called the president's action a clear violation of the Constitution, which grants the power to declare war explicitly to Congress, while Vermont Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders called it grossly unconstitutional.
Again, President Trump ordered U.S. warplanes to drop massive bombs on three nuclear sites in Iran last night, decisively putting the U.S. into the conflict. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What? All the budget has to be used now? And we can use all the media buy?
Javier's marketing firm just got its dream funding.
Okay, ideas. Bobbleheads. No. T-shirt cannon. I seriously need some help here.
He needs to find marketing managers who are worth every dollar.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Sponsoring a job on Indeed gives it a visibility boost so you can hire faster. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Shopping with your parents can be embarrassing.
Why would they sell jeans with holes in them? I'm going to speak to the manager.
Mom!
That hoodie is giving. You should get it. YOLO.
Thanks to the Chase mobile app, your kid can shop independently while you keep an eye on their spending. So you can go from,
we can be twinsies,
to,
how was shopping? Saw you stayed on budget.
Thanks, Mom.
Freedom for kids, control for parents. That's family banking from Chase.
Account subject to approval. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
There's a new travel trend for families.
The Wall Street Journal reports wealthy parents are paying tens of thousands of dollars for resort vacations that include family therapists. A company called Bluestone Families offers luxury retreats, including one on New Zealand's Matakana Coast with an on-site counseling cost, not including airfare, $80,000. One psychologist says the getaways are perfect for the children of wealthy parents who are under intense pressure to achieve and often isolated from mom and dad. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A model of D.C.'s National Airport will be on display beginning tomorrow, made entirely out of Legos. The 150,000-piece replica took Lego enthusiast Richard Pauls 9 months to build. It features an accurate design with domes, arrival and departure levels, and even a baggage claim. It's not the first airport he's built out of the bricks. He did a model of Dulles that's been on display there since early last year. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Extreme heat warning in effect until late Monday. Sunshine, mid-90s today, but the heat index near 105. Gusty southwest winds to 30 miles per hour. Clear upper 70s tonight. Monday, sunny and hot with mid-90s. The heat index near 100. Right now, it's 82.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby by the night. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
Park
to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Goes on, the beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. Charleston was once the rage. Goes on. The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. To war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a going faster all the time. Goes on, the beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain.
La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Goes on.
The child is black, the child is white.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you think you know the story behind Summerfest, you may be surprised to learn this. Summerfest didn't start on Milwaukee's lakeshore. Opening to the booms from an air show, the nine-day event in July of 1968 also included car races, soccer matches, and, of course, music of all sorts. It was held at more than 35 different locations across the city. Research shows the first several years didn't make money, but rather than give up, organizers moved everything to what had been a 15-acre Cold War missile site and airport along Lake Michigan. This big decision to find a permanent site in the 1970s grew to what's known as the Big Gig, and now runs the next three weekends, noon to midnight. More history and information right here next week, and event details at summerfest.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Bob Uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd call me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her rehome drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Side of Chicago is the bad.
Friday we make old Leroy shooting dice. And at the edge of the bar sat a girl named Adora's, and oh, that girl looked nice. Well, he cast his eyes upon her, and the trouble soon began. To fight him, and when they pulled down from the floor, Leroy looked like a jigsaw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone.
News and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Go. spend your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Wait for me, wait for me. I'll be coming home. Wait for me. Your mind. Have a drink, have
see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you can turn or return at 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When our grandpa, when our daddy, when our mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, life's for living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee.
WRJN.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheese Steaks, now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks, melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheese Steaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
These eyes cry
well. You know you love me, baby. Still you tell me maybe that someday will I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day. Your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well,
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. President Trump has made it clear Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. And last night, the U.S. got involved.
A short time ago, the U.S. military carried out massive precision strikes on the three key nuclear facilities in the Iranian regime, Fordo, Natanz, and Esfahan.
In an address to the nation, the president warned Iran.
Tonight's was the most difficult of them all, by far, and perhaps the most lethal. But if peace does not come quickly, we will go after those other targets with precision, speed, and skill.
He said the U.S. gave Israel a heads up before launching the strikes and spoke with Benjamin Netanyahu afterwards. The prime minister said the president's decision will change history.
History will record that President Trump acted to deny the world's most dangerous regime the world's most dangerous weapons. His leadership today has created a pivot of history that can help lead the Middle East and beyond to a future of prosperity and peace.
It is not clear whether the U.S. would continue attacking Iran alongside Israel, which first launched its offensive against the Islamic nation 9 days ago. Countries around the world are calling for diplomacy and no further escalation. But Iran's foreign minister blames Washington and says it's solely responsible for the dangerous consequences and far-reaching implications of its act of aggression.